Now, we go the other way around. We go to the sun. And if the sun were the size of a basketball, we would be like a little BB football field away. And the sun is a million times bigger than the earth. Then we come out to like Jupiter. Remember the red spot on Jupiter? That's bigger than the whole planet earth. And it's amazing the difference in the size of everything, but it's amazing how much is empty space. And then in our galaxy, almost all of it is empty space. And then the distance between galaxies is humongous again. And all of that is empty space, so to speak. And then what we also find out is that empty space isn't really empty space. In empty space, they're finding different vibrations or different type of radiation and all kinds of things there that's in the empty space. And they also think that there's a possibility that you could find any point of empty space, and if we had the right technology, we could extract unlimited energy from any point of empty space. So that's interesting how vast everything is. And in our galaxy, we have our sun and the eight planets and a bunch of smaller planets and asteroids and moons and all these things. And it's only one out of about 400 billion in our galaxy. It takes about 400 billion stars like ours to make up this one galaxy. And then we have discovered billions of galaxies. And we don't know how many is in this universe. So it's so vast that it just boggles the mind. In the old days, people used to think that the Earth was the center of the universe and this was it. But the mind of God is just so vast that it's hard to imagine. But everything boils down to the wavelength. And the wavelength is created from purpose. And purpose is like just a line or a string. So visualize how creation began. Visualize one guitar string. One guitar string, it's only one. And you pluck it. Have you ever looked at a plucked guitar string closer? You pluck a guitar string, and suddenly you see three strings. Okay? But are there really three strings? No. You have one string, and vibration creates the illusion of three strings. It's not completely illusion, though, because the string is actually vibrating, and it does produce this effect of three. Yet, it's really only one. So you have purpose. And when the foundation energy of purpose begins to vibrate, it creates the wavelength. And it creates the wavelength which creates the illusion, the possibility of creation from this grand illusion. So we're all created out of something that's real. The one thing that is real is the purpose energy. And I like the way the Tibetan, who many of us read, phrases this, that when all creation goes back to its origin, he says, we're not going back to that which is not, but we're returning to that which is hidden. Okay? So, within the energy of purpose, it is not that which is not. It is that which is hidden, which we can't really comprehend from where we are now. So, in the beginning, creation took place where the purpose energy was set in vibration. And when it was set in vibration, everything began to manifest. And each wavelength, as they began to manifest in space, produced a point of light. And you and I are one of those points of light. And the very stars that we see about us, the very sky, teaches us this corresponding principle. When you look at the sky, you see all kinds of stars appearing in space. Well, in the beginning, where there was purpose energy. There was purpose manifested in what we call divine space. And then the divine space, as the purpose began to vibrate, it produced a tremendous ripple effect and billions and trillions of wavelengths were created. And you and I were one of those wavelengths. We are like a star manifesting. Our origin was like a star manifesting in divine space, of which we look up at night, the stars in the sky are correspondent to the beginning of creation. But they're a lot lower manifestation. But in the beginning, there was divine space, and you were one of the stars that appeared in this space. And that beginning star was your, what in many writings is called your monad. Your monad is your originating source to our Father in heaven, so to speak. And your monad is your personal Father in heaven. You're connected right now to your higher self, which is your soul. So your monad eventually projects into lower spheres energy that produces your soul body. And your soul body is linked to your monad. And we are linked to our souls. So the stages of contact for us is to get in contact with our soul and then eventually our monad, which links us directly to the intelligence of God himself.
Is that the solar angel, the monad?
No, solar angel is your soul. Okay. Is in your soul, works with your soul body. Okay, but your monad is higher than your soul. Okay, so in the beginning, there was these two energies, male and female energies combined to create everything there was. And the first thing they did was to combine to create simple forms. And as they began to combine, the intelligence of God manifested in that particular universe, for those who read the Immortal Book 4, the intelligence of God focuses on one area at a time for its creation. So in the beginning, it worked with subatomic particles to develop and perfect these particles, until finally we had the first atom created. The first atom was created by an untold amount of previous union between male and female energies. And these male and female energies got together, united, and kept creating more and more complex things, until finally we had the creation of the hydrogen atom. Now what's interesting about the hydrogen atom is it is so perfect that in every other star system, in every other planet, in all parts of the galaxy, in all the other galaxies that they've been able to observe, this hydrogen atom is the foundation of everything. It exists everywhere.